performance, nutrition, longevity, ancestral living, biohacking, and much more. My name is Ben Greenfield. Welcome to the show.
All right, folks, I had a really smart cat fly out to my house and teach me a whole bunch of stuff about like repatterning my body neurologically. It's hard to explain in the intro. So you just want to listen to this episode with Sean Sherman from Square One Systems. It's a great experience. And I think you'll really dig it. I have a video too in the show notes, which I'll give you shortly during the episode.
So I have this stuff in the pantry that my wife seems to be addicted to. It's this powder. She found it there. It must have arrived when I was gone traveling, and she's now been using it to sleep. And then I started using it to sleep and to relax, even to nap. It's L-theanine, GABA, and over 70 trace minerals, along with a special form of chelated magnesium called magnesium threonate, which is the only form of magnesium known to penetrate the blood-brain barrier. And the name of this stuff is called Mello, M-E-L-L-O. It's made by Ned. And when I picked up the bag, I thought it was just magnesium. I didn't understand why my wife was flipping out about how amazing it was. Then I looked at the label and I was like, oh, this is way better than magnesium. Three forms of chelated magnesium, actually. GABA, L-theanine, amino acids, and over 70 trace minerals. Over 5,000 five-star reviews. They share all their third-party lab reports, so the stuff is clean. And you get 15% off anything from Ned, N-E-D, Ned. So you can become the best version of yourself. Go to helloned.com/Greenfield or enter code Greenfield at checkout. That's HELLONED.com/Greenfield to get 15% off. Well, folks, you and I, or the average American at least, spend an average of 90% of time indoors, breathing around 30,000 gallons of air daily. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases, 100 times more polluted, especially like your home gym where you're breathing in even more air. This can be a serious issue. Data shows that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths around the world. So you need air purifying technology, and the one that I like as a standalone system that doesn't require you to go re-outfit your entire home's AC system or ducts is called the Air Doctor. The Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens like pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so your lungs don't need to. Their Ultra HEPA filter has been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses and virtually 100% of particles as small as 0.003 microns. They also feature whisper jet fans, 30% quieter than normal ordinary air purifiers, and they are extremely affordable and accessible. Furthermore, they're going to give you up to 39% off of one of their extremely impressive and efficacious air filters, or up to $300 off today. Here's how you lock this in. You go to airdoctorpro.com/BenG. You can get one with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund, minus shipping, but you're going to love it. airdoctorpro.com/BenG. You'll get up to 39% off or up to $300 off. So lock it in today, folks. You'll enjoy it. Clean air is something everybody deserves. You can get it with the Air Doctor. All right, folks. Clinical research has shown that therapeutically and for overall health and well-being, the most critical time to ground is when you sleep. The electrons you absorb when grounding neutralizes free radical damage, squelches inflammation, restores healthy endocrine function, enhances cellular gating and circulation. That then improves the cellular uptake of nutrients and oxygen and hormones while maximizing the removal of cellular waste. And you can now ground when you sleep. This company called Ultimate Longevity makes indoor grounded sleeping devices, and they've done clinical research studies on grounding the human body for health. When you sleep on these mats, you get 6 to 8 hours of uninterrupted grounding, meaning I could travel, unroll it onto my hotel room bed, and fight all of the radiation, the inflammation I got from flying in the airplane right there during a full night of sleep. Full body grounding, which is what these mats give you, versus just your feet on the ground, maximizes the electron transfer because the more surface area contact, the more beneficial the electrons, the more the results. So you get these amazing benefits. And inside your body, this stream of electrons works as an anti-inflammatory, pain-relieving, anti-aging, antioxidant boost, squelching inflammation all night long. They've got over 20 peer-reviewed research studies that have been published on the extensive health benefits of grounding. for vagal tone, serum electrolytes, thyroid function, blood glucose, blood viscosity, sleep, pain, stiffness, blood pressure, stress, even depression and anxiety. It's crazy. So you can go to ultimatelongevity.com/Ben to get your hands on these grounding mats. You can do mattress, pillow, blankets, a whole bunch of other valuable tools to help you bring your inflammation down and jumpstart your healing process. Again, it's ultimatelongevity.com/Ben.
All right, so this is the beginning of what could be a quite interesting podcast. I had a guy named Adam McDowell, also known as @movingmuscle on Instagram, reach out to me on Instagram, I think, yep. Right, Adam?
Yep.
And he's like, oh, I know this guy, Sean Sherman, he's amazing. He's got this new bodywork technique that just like resets the way you use your muscle, you know, enough stuff to where I was kind of intrigued because I'm always kind of tuned into new forms of bodywork therapy or muscle activation, whatever you want to call it. But Adam introduced me to this guy named Sean Sherman from a company called Square One Systems. And the show notes for today's episode is actually going to be at bengreenfieldfitness.com/square1, like square the number one, bengreenfieldfitness.com/square1. So I told Adam, I'm like, well, I mean, like, if I've got a free, you know, couple of days, why don't you guys fly up and we'll put a massage table out in the sunshine like we have right here, and we'll record some content and see if this is something that could be helpful to my audience. Because I know a lot of you are weekend warriors, exercise enthusiasts, recreational athletes, pro athletes, people who just want to keep their bodies put together for health span and lifespan for a period of time. So anyways, so Sean and Adam showed up at my house yesterday afternoon here in Spokane. We got my massage table out here in the sunshine. For those of you listening to the audio, we're actually recording a video version of this as well, which I'll make available where the show notes appear. But we had a fun time last night.
Yeah, guys,
that was great. We had a bunch. There's a chiropractic convention in town, so I got a bunch of friends in town, like Peter Martone and Mindy Pals. We had people over. We had some Traeger Grill lobster and some salmon and a big feast. And I got my butt kicked at cornhole. And then we woke up this morning, and we're about to dive in, and I'm about to turn things over to Sean to show us his magic. And you're at Square One Systems.
Square One Systems.
And is it like squareonesystems.com?
Exactly.
Square One System or System?
Singular, yep.
System, singular. Mm-hmm. If you guys have questions, comments, or feedback on what you see or what you hear, again, you can go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/square, the number one. And I am a total virgin. I have no clue what I'm getting into. I literally purposefully did not ask many questions and figured Sean would show up and just take things away. So Sean, welcome to Spokompton.
All right.
Spokazakhstan.
I love it.
It used to be that way. Spokane's pretty cool now.
Yeah.
So Sean, give folks just I don't know if you want to give them a touch of a background as you start to do what you do on me, or if it'd be helpful for you to spend a couple of minutes giving people a background first.
Yeah, maybe we get that out of the way, and then it becomes more natural and start going into a flow of an actual session.
All right, so what is this?
So Square One, that's the hardest question for me to answer, because if 100 people ask me that, I give you 100 different answers. But in a nutshell, what we're going to do is we're going to find out where you're having a flawed perception of ground forces, right? Because that's where movement and where posture starts. So it's a subconscious perception of where the ground is and how you're oriented in relationship to the ground. And past stress, trauma, injury, that'll alter your sensory motor signaling. So that'll make your perception skew, where you're perceiving that you're a little bit tipped to the right or left, forward or back, or a little bit rotated. So these three different planes of movement. And everybody's off on some level.
Right. And so obviously for a ground reaction force athlete, like a football player or soccer or something like that, this would be incredibly crucial.
It could be.
What about for a guy like me, just like walking 10 to 20,000 steps a day? You know, now I'm kind of in just like, you know, enjoyment fitness, but just keep myself put together. Where's the link there?
Well, the link is that all human beings, we're all movers. So efficiency is always going to beat the tar out of inefficiency. So what we're going to do is we're going to clean out these inefficiencies so that every time your foot strikes the ground, it hits it more optimally. So you're talking less wear and tear in your joints. You get more out of your workout sessions or whatever you're doing. So for a fitness enthusiast to elite athletes, there's something for everybody.
So if you engage in chronic repetitive motion, it's essentially the patterning that you're trying to adjust so that someone is more biomechanically appropriate with, like, you know, toe off, gait, anything like
with
that?
With everything. So what we're really doing is we're boiling down all human movement to two base patterns of getting upright and locomotion. So this getting upright is really, you call that posture. So there's two phases, getting up and going down. So it's complete full body supination, overcoming gravity, or complete full body pronation where you're collapsing, absorbing shock into the ground.
Right.
So up and down is our static balance pattern or posture, and the dynamic balance or locomotion is what happens when the right foot strikes the ground. Ground reaction forces come up through the whole kinetic chain in three planes of movement. Same thing with the left. So it's right versus left, up versus down. We're looking for where you're leaking energy on those.
Why on God's green earth should people trust you? Like, what's your background?
That's great. My background, if you go back really far, I have a 4-year degree from Penn State. I was an early adopter of a system years ago, 18, 20 years ago, muscle activation techniques.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So,
is that Craig Buehler?
Craig Buehler's one of his students, Greg Roscoff, is the guy who came up with that system.
Okay. Craig's advanced muscle integrative technique, is that what he does at AMIT?
I really haven't paid attention over the last X
The only
years.
Reason I ask is, is way back in the day, Tim Ferriss, in his book, 4-Hour Body, talked about Dr. Thumb, I think he called him, who would like put his thumbs in different areas of the body, do muscle testing, release certain muscles, activate certain muscles.
Okay.
This guy's name was Dr. Craig Buehler. Okay. I wound up actually through a mutual acquaintance meeting Craig down in Utah, and I've since been down to see him a few times. And you know, he lays you on the table, he does some muscle testing, he even actually has like a digitized device where he can test the muscle, and then he kind of like activate some stuff. You get up, you walk, you get back on the table. So that's you know, essentially my experience with this was with Dr. Buehler in Salt Lake.
Got it. So that style of testing, I'm assuming that Dr. Buehler is still using. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a chiropractor. I believe he has a background in clinical kinesiology. We're using the exact same style of muscle testing. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've borrowed from my years when I was doing MAT.
Yep.
Everything else that I learned back then has pretty much been abandoned. So instead of looking at muscles as the source, as this this piece of the puzzle that we're going to manipulate, we're actually looking at joint actions, because my problem with trying to break down posture and movement to the muscular level is the way we're designed, there is no muscle that functions in isolation by itself. But a joint action, we can isolate those. So we're looking at how joint actions create patterns. Because if you look at a lot of definitions of a pattern, there's no mention of muscles. It's really multiple joint actions working together to accomplish a task. Uh-huh. So I'm going to try to find out where your brain says, hey, I can't handle ground reaction forces in this joint action. When the brain perceives that it can't tolerate load, it has to work around it, and that's compensation. So we're looking at neural compensation.
Okay, gotcha. And then one last question before, I guess, we dive in and you start to show what it is you're doing, because I feel like this is lends itself well to demonstration, which is why we're doing the video and everything.
Absolutely.
Too. You know, when people hear muscle testing, many folks, especially those of the scientific bent, will bristle because they associate it with, oh, you hold the ginger in one hand and you hold the digestive enzymes in the other hand, and then you hold out your arm and the person presses down on it and you know, or you put on the magic balance bracelet at the county health expo, and so a lot of people think that's total woo.
Sure.
How is your style any different than something like that?
I think it's the exact same style, but it's how we're using that positive or negative response, or that safety versus threatening response, and interpreting it in regards to, again, to load and mechanics and the ground itself. But what I like to do on the front end of a demo is I'm going to find some flawed outcomes, like a restriction and range of motion. So we have a secondary way to check that what we're doing is not bogus.
Yeah.
So we're going to show hopefully some range of motion improvements.
Okay, cool. And this is going to be interesting, because I really haven't told you anything at all about my body.
Right.
Adjust your microphone here for
sure.
We got Sean, just for listeners, with his MacGyvered up. We got his receiver duct taped to him. We got Adam running technical backup. So audience, be kind, because we're literally just three muscle heads here trying to figure out how to use audio equipment. So anyways, this will be interesting for people to kind of see, because it's something I'm intrigued about, and I haven't told you anything about my body at all. So
and I like that you haven't even asked what I'm doing until right now.
I haven't asked you a single question.
It's more natural this way.
Yeah, at dinner last night, I was joking with you about this, but we haven't talked about this stuff at all. So this is going to be interesting. You know nothing about me.
Correct.
It's like a magic show where you go to. It's like,
exactly.
You know,
I love it.
Do you know this person? Like, no. Totally. Have you ever seen each other before in your life? No. Okay. So
cool. So the biggest thing I want to do or ask you is, like, you don't have to give me too many details, but if there's any recent trauma, I just got to be careful with, because I always tell people I don't have MRI or x-ray eyeball. balls. So I don't want to damage anything or irritate.
Well, like I was telling you, my wife jumped my bones this morning, and that was kind of traumatic. It woke me up super early. Aside from that, though, so that,
a little
that
fatigue,
psychosomatic trauma, possibly some psoas fatigue. The main thing would be, if I could name anything, a little bit of left lower limb issues.
Okay.
Primarily a little bit of left toe pain on toe off.
Okay.
And then some left knee pain.
Anything we do that irritates you, speak up. Be a big wimp on the table. I'd rather you over-report if something's ugly. Okay.
So just like when someone's getting work like this done, talk anytime something feels funny or you're just like, oh, that's an interesting spot.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. I just don't want to like create further irritation in case you have some undiagnosed structural
left
damage.
Toe and left knee. Right, I've been a little bit buggy, but that's about it. Okay. Other than that, I'm healthy as a horse.
Perfect. All right, man. So let's get you laying on your back. We'll have your feet hanging off the edge.
Okay.
And I'm going to slide you down here. And I don't do a whole lot of functional assessment before and after. It's actually probably one thing that maybe holds our system back. But my thing is I'd rather give people what they need. Okay. And all that's like kind of window dressing to me. So, but I do like to do a couple range of motion pieces to kind of get the client kind of, okay, come along for the ride.
Okay.
But I don't want to waste like 5-10 minutes doing all this pre-assessment stuff.
Yeah.
We do our thing and then got to do another 10 minutes at the end. So I'm just going to check like a quick range of motion deal on you just so we have a starting point, a reference point.
Okay.
So just have you laying flat on your back.
It's nice and warm in the sun.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you stepped in, but you stepped in the same thing as everybody else. There's this common thing where the right leg doesn't turn in. Not as well as the left. I'll show you in a sec, but it's like, it's probably something like organs. You know, we're not really symmetrically, structurally, or functionally.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Yeah, we got a big old liver on one side and no liver on the other side.
But hopefully you can feel the difference. You can feel that I'm actually pushing harder with the righty than the lefty.
I can feel that. So my right leg won't go into internal rotation as much.
Adam, you want to get some longitudinal shot of that? And like, literally, I'm kind of shoving him on this right side. I'm actually being kind of gentle on his left.
And for those of you listening, it will be really cool for you to check out the video, too, if you want to kind of visualize this stuff. It'll all be at bengroupfitness.com/square1. That's bengroupfitness.com/square1.
And then for your listening audience, instead of the viewing audience, right now, your left leg, I'm creating a little passive internal rotation. On your left leg, we probably got, I don't know, 80 degrees, 85 degrees, nearly flush with the ground. On the right side, I'm going to say 30, 40 degrees roughly. It's
noticeably
like
different to me as you're internally rotating it.
It's a good 40 to 60 degrees difference. Okay. And a lot of times if I have an audience of like a bunch of strength coaches, I usually tap out right there and say, hey guys, what should we do to fix it? And then I kind of let them give their answers.
Yeah.
And then we do those things. And very often, nothing happens.
Right.
Like, oh, where do you want me to hit with the lacrosse ball?
Or like stretch the internal rotators.
Right.
Like
so if we can try some of that for your audience.
Adductors.
Yeah, right. So we can like, do a little massage on adductors. That might be something they might say, hey, we got to release it to allow that movement to occur. And I'm the world's worst massage therapist. I'm not doing it at all.
Oh, man. I thought I'd just be able to lay here and get a massage.
Right?
Adam, you lied to me, bro. Told me I could just get a massage in the sunshine.
Right.
What's going on here?
And no change right there, right?
Yep.
So then you want me to do this again here, Adam?
Yeah.
There we go. Perfect. So that's really no change.
Right.
Well, we could go through all kinds of stuff, and it doesn't mean everything else is garbage. That's not what we're trying to show, but just the common corrective approach a lot of times doesn't really do a whole lot.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to leave this open for now.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to do a muscle test. I know you've been tested by Bueller and probably a bunch of other people, but I'm going to just refamiliarize you with how I test.
Yeah, because it's been a while since I've done muscle testing.
So I'm going to start with a test that just about everybody passes so that you get a sense of how abrupt I'm testing.
Okay.
And also see that's not a force output deal, so I'm not going to try to wrestle with you. It's just kind of an abrupt deal. So what we're going to do with this left leg, you're going to maintain this position.
Okay.
I'm going to try to push you into midline. You're just going to stabilize and stop me from pushing inward there. That's about all I'm going to do, right?
Okay.
And you're good. I'll bring the left leg back in, right leg out to the side. You're going to stop me from pushing here. Beautiful. So now you know that I'm not trying to wrestle you.
Right.
Right? It's like kind of
pretty,
abrupt.
It's pretty subtle muscle testing.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So now I'm going to put you in a couple different positions.
Good. I don't want rhabdomyolysis after this session.
that happens if we're doing something wrong. But I'm going to go after a couple test positions that are commonly some weak links. So with this left leg, I want you to externally rotate maximally.
Okay.
So two things that I want you to do is I want you to keep your brain thinking about turning outward.
Okay.
And also you're going to be resisting as I push in. So
perfect.
So turn out.
Okay.
And as you keep turning, you're going to stop me here. And that's a nice grab as well. So bring this left leg back down to midline. And then we'll go here. Two things. Keep turning out as I go to push in. And I'm going to give you another shot.
Right leg was like noticeably weaker.
Yep. I'll do it again. Ready?
Okay.
Right here. And I'm not really pushing hard. So I got that little, it's just a little bit sloppy.
Okay.
Now, I'd like to show people, back to your question about how can we trust the test, I'm going to show you that you're actually strong there. You just, it's probably a lag in the muscle spindle where it's got to generate some slack and just can't do it right away.
Okay.
But if I do the test where I go a little slower, not less abrupt, and I gradually ramp you up, you know, I can actually you're actually strong, right? Uh-huh. So it's not about force production. It's about, hey, can you respond to load right now? So right. When you put it to the ground, it's not like, hey, hold on, I'm going to take 10 seconds to glide.
It's like my right leg's a little sluggish and being able to react to the force you're putting.
Perfect. Okay. And now what we're not going to do with this, I'm not thinking, hey, what's going on with this guy's right leg? I'm literally, this is in its own box. This is just my red light, green light. We're just using this as a change detector.
Okay.
So we talked briefly earlier about right versus left, looking at locomotion. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to mimic ground reaction forces at a joint action level on you. So I'm going to shove your right ankle into dorsiflexion, and then we'll reference back to that muscle test and see what happens. Does it stay the same or does it change? So I just do a little dorsiflexion,
which shows you listening in. That's the knee up towards the toe up towards the shin.
And then we go back to our test position and stop me here.
Okay.
And there's no change.
Okay.
Left ankle dorsiflexion, so toe to chest kind of deal, and then a little break. You can take a break there, but show me what happens here. All right, so we got that grab.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, again, if someone's watching, like, oh, he's pushing hard, he's not pushing hard. I mean, it's easy to kind of do that. All right, so then what's cool is when I shoved your left foot back here, turn it out, again, just pick up where we left off. Good, you're solid.
That's interesting.
Right, and what's cool is
my right leg's stronger when you shove my left foot into dorsiflexion.
Yep, and then go back to this first one, right dorsiflexion, turn it out, and kind of lose a little bit of capacity there.
Yep.
But what's really cool is when I make you weak like that, we have that restriction. But when I shove you into the good spot, watch your leg turn in.
Uh-huh.
Right? So like we just picked up 40 degrees of range of motion by encouraging this.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm interpreting all this as right now is when your left foot strikes the ground during locomotion, that helps your nervous system get more organized.
Okay.
When I shove your right foot into dorsiflexion, in the real time right now, it's helping or actually promotes disorganization. We don't want that.
Interesting.
Okay? So what we don't want to do is, hey, let's just practice landing here, there. Like, we don't want to be so generic about it. We want to be very specific. So we're going to try to find out, where is this coming from?
Okay.
So the second piece that I borrowed from AKCK, you know, the muscle testing, but also this therapy localization.
What's AKCK?
AK is applied kinesiology.
Okay.
And CK is clinical kinesiology.
Okay.
AK is an offshoot of chiropractic. That was Dr. Beardall, I believe. He was like out of Detroit back in the 60s, I want to say. Okay. One of his students was an acolyte of Beardall.
Okay.
Came up with CK. So AKCK is kind of like, I would say it's like Chinese medicine applied to the Western world.
Yeah.
But those are two tools that we have borrowed.
Applied kinesiology and
clinical.
Clinical.
Yep.
Kinesiology.
It'll come to me later, that guy's name. But so those are two tools we borrowed. But all the maps that we're going to mess with and show you is what I've learned just from experimenting with people, right?
All right, cool.
So we're going to find out, like, where is the signaling issue coming from? So we just tap the knees and we check the muscle test. Stop me if you can. So we're always going to use this as a reference. You're good. Check your ankles. So all we're doing is touch and go.
In the past, when I've done muscle testing, one thing that happens is I always forget when people pick it up.
Yep.
So always remind me.
Oh, yeah, no worries.
Assume I have muscle testing amnesia.
And I've done enough testing. I can usually tell when a person's just like snoozing on me.
When they forgot to resist,
Perfect. So then, we touch the knees with therapy localization. There's no change. You have a nice strong test. We just touch their ankles. There's no change there. So that's telling me to look elsewhere for the issue.
Okay.
And then go to your hips. I want you to externally rotate here for me.
Okay.
Excellent. Ben, go ahead and touch your belly and your chest for me, please.
Touch my belly with both hands?
One hand on the belly, one hand on your chest. Okay. So we'll touch them simultaneously.
Okay.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a muscle test and see if that's housing the most recent reason you have to compensate. And it is. So we got it narrowed down to either lumbar spine or T-spine. So just release the hand off the chest. Just touch the belly.
Okay.
And right here. Solid response. How about only touch your rib cage, please?
Only touch my rib cage back where I was before, like up here?
Perfect. Okay. Then we go right here. Boom. So from all these joint action possibilities of what's causing you to compensate, we got to narrow down. When we find this right leg versus left leg, positive, negative, or organized, disorganized, that cut our options in half. So now there's like 99 joint actions. Mm-hmm. Touch your hips, your knees, your ankles. It's not there. We get to your T-spine. There's only three options here. So we went from 212 plus options to three.
That's interesting. When I go in for chiropractic adjustments, because I go into my buddy Mike Valenti at Valenti Chiro, like once a week, once every 2 weeks, he always has to adjust T11, T12.
There you go.
That one's usually stuck.
So here we'll do, let's have you let go of the hand off the chest. Okay. I'm going to bias this test so that your brain perceives that you're landing with your left foot striking the ground. So I'm going to cock your left foot back. You don't have to help me or anything. Okay. But just give me a big chest, like a thoracic extension for like 1 or 2 seconds.
Wait, what do you mean?
Aim your chest to the sky.
Aim my chest to the sky, just like inhale?
Not even a breath, more of a arch to the upper back.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Take a break.
Okay, I'm arching.
That's it. And then go back and check our test. You're great. Now we're going to go T-spine flexion. So just bring your head and shoulders off the ground for a split sec. Take a break. So we're mimicking ground forces and find out where the break is. Turn over here. Okay. So the most recent reason that Ben Greenfield has to compensate, your brain is perceiving T-spine flexion as, I'm not so sure about this. It's correct. So instead of like rubbing you with oils and popping this and that, all you're going to do is we're going to direct conscious intent into T-spine flexion.
Okay.
And it's fancy for all we're going to do is just do an isometric. Just hold your head and shoulders off the ground for 3 seconds.
Okay.
One, two, three.
My ab workout.
Right. There we go. He's done. That's all he does. So remember the beginning when I shoved your left foot back, you were solid. I shoved your right foot back and it was kind of causing a disorganization. Yep. I got to prove my work. So I'm going to go back here again.
Okay.
Externally rotate. Stop me here.
Resist. Okay.
Now you're good. So now it's cool. This leg, it turns in no matter what I do to you.
So you just figured out that right leg ground reaction force dysfunction is related to T-spine mobility and flexion.
Yep. So your internal rotation issue for you, not everybody, was T-spine.
Interesting.
So it's like we're all the same, but yet you get to customize it because you've got a different set of DNA, different circumstances, different life, different choices. You have your own unique story. So it just draws out your story. So I think with the stuff what we're doing is it's like a reverse chronology.
And you're going to tell me what to do to fix my T-spine issue?
You just fixed it, dude.
Really?
It's all because we're doing is change in perception. We're not trying to change the hardware. We're trying to change the software.
Yeah.
So if you give you a better program to run, every time you take a step, every exercise you do, you're reinforcing
the higher the software, not the hardware.
That's what we're doing. Cool. So we're indirectly maybe affecting, tissue, but we're directly affecting software, but specifically perception that you're having or subconscious perception you're having on the ground.
Got it.
So all of us are working harder than we have to when we don't know it.
Okay.
Cool. So right now I tell people, like, all right, I could be a patient person and stand here and twiddle my thumbs and wait for you to compensate, but that just takes way too long. And you and I are both busy guys, and we want to go through some stuff. So what I want to do is we're going to run some different patterns past your body and what's breaking you down that you didn't know.
Okay.
So the most common starting point I use with people, we're going to just kind of put a little bit of force on your ribs. And when you give me a mouth breath, so we do a little sympathetic breath.
Just breathe in.
Yep, one inhale, exhale. And then I can say, hey, that's bad for your nervous system. That's good. Like, that's just me speaking stuff into existence. I'm going to check your leg if I know what happened.
Okay.
So why guess if you can test, externally rotate and stop me here. Right? So your brain perceived that little activity as a threat. So we go back to the drawing board. We go back to square one.
You need to perceive that breath as a threat.
Yep. So that external load on your ribs with the mouth breath combo. Yep.
Okay.
So I just shoved your left ankle in dorsiflexion. We got strong again.
To like reset the strength of that right leg. Every time you put my left leg in a dorsiflexion, my right leg gets stronger.
Yep.
But in T-spine flexion and also with that chest breath, it got weaker.
That's rearview mirror, baby.
Okay.
That's already gone. We're already past that, which is awesome. Because once I always tell people, the brain doesn't want to go the long way around the barn. Mm-hmm. It does so because it thinks it has to.
Yeah.
You already neutralized that specific threat. Like that's gone. So what we're going to do is we're going to draw deeper and deeper garbage now.
Okay.
So we've already shoved that left ankle back.
All my garbage.
Yep, all your garbage. Everybody's got garbage. Externally rotate and stop me. So good with left step. I hit right step. Watch what happens. Externally rotate. Okay, so we got back in that. Yep. But what's really cool is, and this is kind of back to the beginning of this, the muscle testing. What's really cool is I need to check your internal rotation. Because if it's turn on, turn off, it's one thing. But check it out.
Okay.
Your leg turns in.
Right.
So this is
my right leg turns in just as much as my left right now.
Right. So even though you got you back into a slightly weak status.
Before.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's not just a trick. Like there's a lot of things out there with temporal that trick the nervous system, but we're actually making a true restoration process here.
So right now, for those of you listening in, we're taking a quick break so that Adam can duct tape Sean's receiver to his chest. Again, these are a bunch of fitness dudes MacGyvering a podcast for y'all. But basically, we're getting some extra duct tape. We're turning Sean into just like a Navy SEAL with a weighted vest here. Using half a roll of duct tape on his chest. So we got sidelined just a little bit, but I figured I'd open the kimono up for those of you listening in so you know what we're up to. All right, so you brought me an internal rotation. My right leg internally rotated just as much as my left.
Right, even
which wasn't doing before.
Right, even when we have this kind of like, quote-unquote weakened status, we go back here, turn it out. So, there's give. but yet we still have that mobility.
Yep.
So I love to show people we got you more organized by a degree of one because we've only cleared out one reason you have to compensate.
Okay.
We're now playing around, monkeying around here with level two.
Okay.
We're a little deeper on that. So again, we got left foot going back, you're cool, right foot not so cool. Our last issue we found on you was in your T-spine. So go ahead and tap your T-spine. I'm going to see if the next issue is
tap
awesome.
My chest like this?
Yep, you touch,
just
tap
it, just yep. like that?
Okay. Perfect.
Do I hold my hand there?
You can, yep. Okay. And how about stop me with this right leg?
Okay.
All right, so issue number two is not in the T-spine. How about touch your neck for me, please?
Touch my neck, the back or the front of it?
Front's great.
Yep.
Big external rotation. All right, so going backwards through your history, the most recent issue was in the T-spine. Now we're finding there's something going on in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
So we have four options here to check. Okay. So you can let go with a touch, but go ahead and turn your head to the right for me, please.
Okay.
Big external rotation and stop me here. Perfect. So one for four, you're good. Guess number two is keep looking right and pick your head off the ground for me.
Cool.
And stop me here. All right, I had three guesses I was wrong. I love to show people how bad of a guesser I am.
Right.
So this isn't science because you know what's going to happen. Like, no, I don't. Because every time I do something to you and you're strong,
mm-hmm.
I was wrong.
Right.
So I'm looking for the flaw.
Yep.
I haven't found it yet.
That makes sense.
Yep, and then turn right and smush your
turn my head to the right.
Yep, and then smush your right ear into the ground for me.
Like that?
Yep, like cervical extension. Stop here. There's your guy. So we found cervical extension.
Cervical extension. When I drive that head into the ground, cervically extend, the right leg's weak again.
Yeah, your brain's like, I don't like this.
Okay.
And the things it doesn't like and feels threatened by it has to work around. So it doesn't mean you don't get to walk again. It just means you have an altered version of walking.
Right?
So have your neck straight. And our intervention will be, you can go, yep, neutral, and just lightly press your head into the ground. So we're going to engage those cervical extensors.
Yep.
Right. Just feeding a little neural, motor drive into the cervical extensors, and we'll have to take a break.
Okay.
Remember, again, this was solid, left dorsiflexion. I'm going to go back to our reference point, find out how we're doing when I shove you into the disorganized pattern, and now you're organized.
Okay.
Right? Two layers in. I'm going to keep messing with you. I'm going to touch your ribs.
Extension.
Yep.
Okay.
And then all you do is give me a mouth breath again.
Yep.
So that's an event. I have no idea if your brain perceived it as a threat or safe. We'll check your leg.
Okay.
So I don't want to speak anything into existence. We'll just read the story. Dude, you're great. So now you graduated from a white belt to a beige belt.
Hey.
Right? You can lay here and breathe through your mouth. And yep, piece of cake.
So I have this stuff in the pantry that my wife seems to be addicted to. It's this powder. She found it there. It must have arrived when I was gone traveling, and she's now been using it to sleep. And then I started using it to sleep and to relax, even to nap. It's L-theanine, GABA, and over 70 trace minerals, along with a special form of chelated magnesium called magnesium threonate, which is the only form of magnesium known to penetrate the blood-brain barrier. And the name of this stuff is called Mello, M-E-L-L-O. It's made by Ned. And when I picked up the bag, I thought it was just magnesium. I didn't understand why my wife was flipping out about how amazing it was. Then I looked at the label and I was like, oh, this is way better than magnesium. Three forms of chelated magnesium, actually. GABA, L-theanine, amino acids, and over 70 trace minerals. Over 5,000 five-star reviews. They share all their third-party lab reports, so the stuff is clean. And you get 15% off anything from Ned. N-E-D. Ned. So you can become the best version of yourself. Go to helloned.com/greenfield or enter code greenfield at checkout. That's helloned.com/greenfield to get 15% off. All right, folks. Clinical research has shown that therapeutically and for overall health and well-being, the most critical time to ground is when you sleep. The electrons you absorb when grounding neutralizes free radical damage, squelches inflammation, restores healthy endocrine function, enhances cellular gating and circulation. That then improves the cellular uptake of nutrients and oxygen and hormones while maximizing the removal of cellular waste. And you can now ground when you sleep. This company called Ultimate Longevity makes indoor grounded sleeping devices, and they've done clinical research studies on grounding the human body for health. When you sleep on these mats, you get 6 to 8 hours of uninterrupted grounding, meaning I could travel, unroll it onto my hotel room bed, and fight all of the radiation, the inflammation I got from flying in the airplane right there during a full night of sleep. Full body grounding, which is what these mats give you versus just your feet on the ground, maximizes the electron transfer because the more surface area contact, the more beneficial the electrons, the more the results. So you get these amazing benefits. And inside your body, this stream of electrons works as an anti-inflammatory, pain-relieving, anti-aging, antioxidant boost, squelching inflammation all night long. They've got over 20 peer-reviewed research studies that have been published on the extensive health benefits of grounding.
for vagal tone, serum electrolytes, thyroid function, blood glucose, blood viscosity, sleep, pain, stiffness, blood pressure, stress, even depression and anxiety. It's crazy. So you can go to ultimatelongevity.com/Ben to get your hands on these grounding mats. You can do mattress, pillow, blankets, a whole bunch of other valuable tools to help you bring your inflammation down and jumpstart your healing process. Again, it's ultimatelongevity.com/Ben. Well, folks, you and I, or the average American at least, spend an average of 90% of time indoors, breathing around 30,000 gallons of air daily. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases, 100 times more polluted, especially like your home gym where you're breathing in even more air. This can be a serious issue. Data shows that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths around the world. So you need air purifying technology, and the one that I like as a standalone system that doesn't require you to go re-outfit your entire home's AC system or ducts is called the Air Doctor. The Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens like pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so your lungs don't need to. Their Ultra HEPA filter has been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses and virtually 100% of particles as small as 0.003 microns. They also feature whisper jet fans, 30% quieter than normal ordinary air purifiers, and they are extremely affordable and accessible. Furthermore, they're going to give you up to 39% off of one of their extremely impressive and efficacious air filters, or up to $300 off today. Here's how you lock this in. You go to airdoctorpro.com/BenG. You can get one with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund, minus shipping, but you're going to love it. airdoctorpro.com/BenG. You'll get up to 39% off or up to $300 off. So lock it in today, folks. You'll enjoy it. Clean air is something everybody deserves. You can get it with the Air Doctor.
I have to do a bodyweight squat.
Okay. Bodyweight squat?
Yep. All human beings, grandma to pro athletes, we need to be able to breathe in our mouth and out of our nose. And we need
just to straight down, just hold it, or just...
Nah, just kind of come right back up. Okay. Get your land on your back.
Okay.
And I love showing people how these basic, seemingly simple patterns, kind of cause a problem for you, right?
Right.
You're an active guy, you're squatting all the time.
Yep.
So we can try to make movement outcomes better through practice, rehearsal, motor learning. We also have this motor control thing. It's like the software that runs the whole system.
Got it.
So what we're trying to do, we're going to try to just tighten that up. Because the answer isn't, hey, let's do some more squats. Like, you've squatted before.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to fix it. If that had already fixed it, that would not have screwed with you.
Yeah.
You've already prepared in that manner. So we go back here again and stop me. We're good. Then I'm going to map it out again. Here's left step. Find out what happens. So this time we got to fail there. And then go right step.
Okay.
I got it. So now we're going to chase after what we call right step.
Okay.
So we're looking in right step for the deficiency, the neuromuscular deficiency. Go ahead, touch your neck for me again, Ben.
Okay.
Big external rotation. Stop me here. All right. So now we're issue 3, back in the neck. We're going to do the opposite. I turn to the left now because we have an opposite neck.
Neck to the left.
Yep. And then we're going to stop me here. There's your next issue. So I want you to lightly keep turning your head through the invisible wall. So gentle contraction.
Okay.
3, 2, take a break. We'll check our work. Which is, you can go neutral neck.
Okay.
I'm going to shove you into the quote-unquote bad pattern, or the most recent bad pattern, if that's such a thing. And you're good. So keep the show going. Have you squat again.
Okay.
So my job isn't to make you squat better. My job is to make it where when you do these things, your brain's like, I got this.
Yeah.
Take it in stride. So just increasing neural resilience.
Okay.
How about laying on your back?
Okay.
External rotation. I'm going to stop me here. Okay. Still a little bit of a puzzle that the brain hasn't solved efficiently.
Yep.
Left step solid. Right dorsiflexion, right step. There's our fail, so we're back to a left step scenario. Going to touch your neck for me.
Okay.
And stop me here. Beautiful. How about a chest tap or touch?
Yep.
And here. Beautiful. Go ahead and touch your chin for me, please.
Okay.
Now we're going to go to your jaw. So what we're going to do here is open wide with the jaw.
Open wide, okay.
Yep, like 1 second. Looks good. Then we'll check your leg. Go ahead and clench your jaw for me. Yep. blew us out. So I want you to do an isometric jaw clench for about 3 seconds.
Okay, ready?
Yep. One, two, three.
Jaw workout.
Yep. Check the bad pattern. He's good. Let's have you squat again.
Okay.
So we just keep exposing you to the pattern that's provoking until it's under control for you. Get you back.
Okay.
And what will happen as this clears, we're going to go more and more complicated for you. There we go. What's cool to me is when I show clients, like, man, it's just so amazing to me how that is blowing you out.
Yeah.
Healthy guy, you've done all this stuff, but there's something about that your brain's like, not so good. I mean, it's not surprising because I've never actually, I don't know if I've ever had anybody pass that the first time, right?
Right.
So two exposures. It
mess pass
with
what?
You. When you squat, it doesn't mess you up.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Temporarily.
Got it.
But you did it the first two times, it kind of created a little chink in the armor.
Yep.
Third time, you're good to go. So let's keep climbing this ladder. We'll have you stand back up.
Okay.
Have you perform the same deal, but I want you to close your eyes. We're going to rob you of...
Closed eye squat?
Yep.
Okay, ready?
Yep. So they estimate 70 to 80% of being upright is visual. So now you got to rely upon somatic sensation and vestibular inputs.
Okay.
Let's go check you on the table.
Okay.
Closed eye squat. Yep. Closed eye squat. See what happens. Externally rotate. There you go. So then I feed left step.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fail. Feed right step. You're organized, so we're going to try to find out what's going on with this right step. There's something missing. Okay. Go touch your chin again, please.
Okay, touch your chin.
I'm fine here. Touch your neck for me. All right, so we're back to right step in the neck. Blew you out. I want you to turn your head to the left.
Good.
Stop me here. Good. Keep looking left, but pick your head off the ground, please. Stop me here. So cervical flexion. So you can go straight neck to neutral. So you can come back to home base and just pick your head off the ground for about 2 or 3 seconds. And take a break. And then our proof is to feed the opposite pattern. You're good. Blind squat.
Okay.
So just trigger and reorganize.
We call this a visually challenged squat, Sean.
Visually challenged squat. There we go. Perfect.
You gotta say PC in this shit.
Big external rotation.
They have to call it the Helen Keller squat.
The Helen Keller squat, yes.
Funny.
Perfect.
Upset, folks. Oops, I just did that.
Uh-oh. So funny, one of my clients said, hey, don't say anything too controversial when you go out there. Like, how about we just be real people and whatever, man?
My shows, my podcast, me just shooting the shit with friends and learning from amazing people. And then a bunch of folks are flies on the wall with, I think the cool thing being people can go in and comment, leave questions, and generate discussion.
I love it.
Yeah, but no, I always approach my podcast as just like
authentic.
Shooting shit with some buddies.
I love it. Hey, so your Helen Keller squat was cool.
Okay.
All right, so let's mess with you. Let's get you back up.
Yeah.
So this time we can, how about go to bottom of squat, you keep your eyes open and do a little eye convergence. So you're going to follow my fingertip.
Okay. While eyes. I'm at the bottom of the squat.
Yeah, maybe hold me 3 seconds. See my finger, I'm just going to go in and out. I'll get you over here on the table.
Okay.
So just create these challenges. So if this stuff doesn't throw the brain off, okay, cool. There's less reasons that it has to be inefficient.
Makes sense, okay.
Right here. Dude, awesome. Have you stand back up.
Okay.
So you get more resilient. It's getting harder and harder to screw with you, dude. So let's go, how about stand on 1 foot?
Okay.
And then close your eyes, if that's easy. All right, that's good. Let's get you on your back. So it's really just a matter of setting up puzzles for your brain to solve.
Yeah.
Isn't that, that's what life is, really. All right, man, so when I feed left step, your body's like, okay, I'm organized. When I go right step, your nervous system's like, hey, I'm disorganized. Go ahead and tap your neck for me, or touch your neck.
Okay.
Perfect. And then how about touch your chest?
Okay.
All right. So we're just pulling out your history. So, it's like you might be too young to remember Simon. Remember that little game back in the 70s?
Simon's? I wasn't even born in the 70s.
Yeah. So you're 80s. They're probably out of vogue by about 79, 80.
Yeah.
It would the blue light goes. So you hit the blue. That's blue, red, green. It's like this whole sequence.
Yeah.
But your sequence, this is for the old folks, 48 and up that are listening. The most recent reason you had to compensate was T-spine. Then it was your neck. And then it was, I think, another neck. Then I think it was jaw, then neck, and back into T-spine.
Right.
So we're just retracing your history. So put about 5 or 10 layers down. I'm like, I don't know what we cleared, man. We're just clearing stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So all you do is give me a big chest.
Big chest?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Thoracic extension, chest to the sky. And a break. Show me this. Perfect. Give me that crunch again. Head and shoulders off the ground. And a break. Yeah. All right. Crunch and hold.
So crunch and hold.
Yep. 3, 2, 1. Take a break. Check our work. You're solid. have you stand up, single leg, blind, you know, close
same
your eyes.
Leg?
Same leg.
Okay.
I like to do...
Close eyes?
Yep.
Whoa.
It's crazy, right?
Hard.
About, there's a vestibular challenge, man. Visual
yeah.
challenge.
Yeah.
On your back.
Muppet. Right leg with my eyes closed.
Right here?
Okay.
Stop me if you can. Now, what's cool about that is you perform that little skill, a little wonky. You lay on your table, you're fine. So
yeah.
all that tells us is that's just a skill that you haven't practiced.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean
yeah.
you need to practice it. I mean,
maybe the right leg eye closing.
Yeah. But it's like right now it's not throwing the brain off, so I'm okay with it. So I'm gonna just take it as something else. Let's do we can do different things for your audience. We can throw all kinds of stuff. We can mess with mental triggers. So, you know, our nervous system does not or cannot distinguish between different types of stress.
Okay.
Mechanical, emotional, thermal, nutritional, chemical. It just knows like, yep, either safe or threat. Yeah, okay. So as you're laying here, I'll just check your leg for a sec.
Okay.
Just make sure we're in a good place. I'm going to cock your left foot back. You're good. Cock that foot back. Beautiful. I want you to think about if I just said fear. You don't need to verbalize what it is. If I just said fear, whatever that is for you, dwell on, don't dwell on it, but just think on it for about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
All right. And then you turn on here. Now we robbed you of neurological resources.
Yep.
But then think about if I said like love.
Okay.
Focus on that for like 2 seconds.
Okay.
Solid.
Holy cow, it's amazing.
Right?
Wow.
So, like, all the stuff that you monkey with and tinker with?
It's kind of interesting. When you say fear, the first thing, because sometimes I'll form, like, immediate statements.
Yep.
Like, when you said fear, it was fear of losing control.
Right.
Because I'm a control freak.
Yeah.
And then when you said love, like, immediately, my wife and my twin sons came, like,
it's awesome.
Like pouring in an imagery in my head.
Right? And they think things like blue zones, people are like, okay, yeah, they live in these places that are whatever, that food.
Yeah,
but a big part of it is like what family and loved
relationships,
ones.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's just a little, everybody's, you know, you're my next lab rat. Everybody's a lab rat. Just like you're your own lab rat. You're always messing around with yourself. But these are things we've checked.
I like
so
to
many
think
people.
Of myself as a yeast or a fruit fly. It's more than a lab rat.
There you go. Be a little bit more modern interpretation of the analogy.
Or an
Right, so then what we'll do is, like, sometimes I'll use this with, like a baseball player.
Yeah.
And we'll put them in mental situations where they fail.
Uh-huh.
Your pitcher, it's a 3-2 count. The other team's tying runs on third, and you deliver a pitch, the home run.
Okay.
So I don't want them to dwell and make that happen to, like, try to create that happen. But I'm like, negative things are going to happen. I need to bring your nervous system so we can handle it when they break down because the game keeps going.
Got it.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, yeah, on your own, you can think of all the positive things you want. My job is to make it so when the bad and the negative creeps in, the physiology can still perform. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Good, man. So how about think fear for 1 sec? I want to check clear fear, or that specific fear as a trigger. Big external rotation. It's not me here. All right, man. So now I'm going to cock the foot back on the right side. Solid. Left side. Okay, now that's cool. So we talked earlier about up, down, right, left. I've only been checking locomotion on you, right versus left. You thought of fear made you fail. Right step organized, left step organized. The problem right now is not locomotion, it's in the squat pattern or upright posture.
Right.
So we're going to check on
that's what that upright posture is what seems to be triggering the weakness in that left or right external rotation.
Right now, presently, yep, exactly. So we're waiting to clench your jaw.
Okay.
This one right here. So there's a pronation, solid, open your jaw wide. Right here. You can fail.
Yep.
So we're going to feed the straw. We're actually going to look for the straw. We're going to look for the issue in pronation. And your axial skeleton from your eyes to your tail.
Okay.
So head's neutral. Eyeballs look down towards your toes. In here. Stop if you can. You got it. And tuck your chin into your throat. So capitis or head flexion. Beautiful. Head off the ground. Stop here. Good. Shoulder blades off the ground for a sec. And you go right back down. We'll check in neutral. Good. How about abs tight, back flat on the ground. Take a break. Boom. Lumbar flexion is the next little missing piece. So you're going to just contract and create a little tension there for 3-2 break.
Okay.
Improve our work. Give me that big open mouth. You got it. All right, man. Back to the trigger of fear. Let's go with the same thought, you know, the control thing. And then a break. All right. So let's play on that. You say you're a control freak. Think along fear, but just say it really got out of hand. Like someone comes in, like, no, I'm going to take that from you, Ben. I got that. And she's like, oh, you're going to screw it up, or whatever it is.
Right.
So just really amp that up. Like, I don't know, your project you're on, and one of the twins comes in and throws you off hard.
Right. Okay. All right, got it.
Ooh. So right now, that thought of control, like, hey, that's your personal thing you can work with. But what I love right now is when that creeps in,
your nervous system
all of a sudden my right leg's strong.
Yeah, yeah. You're fine right now with that. So we can customize all the triggers for you, the individual, right? So a lot of times in the first session with people, I'm trying to clear up breath and squatting. And it depends on the person. If someone comes in, they're 70 years old and they've had 14 surgeries, that might keep me busy for an hour.
Yeah.
Right? Healthy guy like you, we got to do that stuff quick.
Yeah.
So we can start getting more and more and more into the things you want to be able to do and need to be able to do.
Okay.
So how about different drills you do? Like, I mean, you do all kinds of like self-preservation things. So whether it's a Pilates pose or a yoga pose, or there's certain little resets of physical things you do, let's check those. Make sure that your brain is getting all the goodies out of those.
Okay.
So I don't know if you hug your knee into your chest or I don't know what you do. Just,
okay.
So things that you do on a daily basis. Let's play
like some kind of a stretch or something that I do on the regular.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. All right. Off clear. The table, on the table, does
whatever,
it matter?
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do.
So let's do, one thing that I'll do sometimes during the day is I'll like go like that.
Cool.
And like that. Kind of touching my right elbow to my left knee.
Love it.
My left elbow to my right knee.
Love it.
I like take little breaks during my work day and do that just to kind of keep the left and right hemispheres of the brain connected.
I love it. We'll go right here.
That's my theory, at least.
Yeah, well, it's a good theory. And big external rotation. But your brain right now says, oh, I'm not so sure about that. Mm-hmm. Now, the message isn't, hey, you better stop, that's bad for you. The message is like, hey, let's just keep your brain a little help so that it can get all the goodies out of it.
Right.
It just challenges a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm just going to cock your right foot back. We're going to map it out. Righty, great. Lefty. Great, so we're gonna go back to upright, up and down kind of deal. So go ahead and clench your jaw.
Okay.
Right here. Open wide. So the next little organizational flaw is inflection again. So we'll have to go eyes down.
Okay.
Chin tuck down. Head off the ground. Go. Head off the ground, should maintain that posture for 3, 2, take a break. Open jaw. All right, man. Stand up, elbow to knee, elbow to knee.
Okay. Also stand up, do that same move.
Yep, so I'm going to clear this for you. And now what's cool, too, is whether this clears after 1 or 5 exposures, if I were to check you in 2 months, 6 months, this shouldn't trigger you.
Okay.
Which is really cool. That's what we've experimented with a lot of people. I want to see how long the effect is.
Yeah.
It's really more a matter of just exposing you to everything, check you along the way.
Okay.
And just make sure that it's clear. But usually, these exposures, once it's in the clear, it stays that way for months and sometimes years.
Okay.
Can you do that same pattern again? Because sometimes we don't capture the moment. I'm going to have you do that elbow to knee thing again.
Okay.
Because the body and the brain will self-regulate.
Yep. Okay.
And we found that if we don't capture that moment with some muscle testing and some patterning, we lose that moment. Let's check you here.
Okay.
Because I don't want to skip something.
You're going to do a break to use the duct tape.
Exactly. Big turn here. Well, now you're rocking. Is there any other things like that you do? I mean, you're doing all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean,
let's
like
check
all sorts of little moves.
Check them off. Let's
check
number two.
All.
I've got a bunch of them. Yeah, you might have 150 of them.
All right, let's do, so another thing that I'll do sometimes during the day is like I'll crank out a few push-ups.
Yep, perfect.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, just do like a few push-ups here.
Sure, two, three, whatever. And this next test, we'll test you upright. So we'll get off the table.
Okay.
You kind of stand up and face me.
Okay.
And what we're going to do with this right arm, any issues with the shoulder?
No.
Cool. We'll go a little bit higher than 90. We're going to internally rotate. I'm going to go right here. I'm going to push down here. Okay. Now, what's cool, if I go here, I can go really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Shorter lever. One arm.
Right.
Turn right here. Right turn. Yeah, right here. Okay. So we can map it right here. Eyes up.
Okay.
So you're going to look up to the sky. Right. Nice. Eyes down. Right here. So up organizes. Down
disorganizes.
Right. So what we want to do is organize up.
Okay.
So on a table, we're going down to the joint action level. So now we're going to go recent discovery. We don't even need to go to that level. It's nice to customize if you want to get some detail what's going on with the person, but we can just organize the pattern. Okay, so right now we want to work on up. So we're going to sync up nasal breath. So it'll be parasympathetic breath with vestibular influence. So I aim to cervical extension and breathe through your nose. All right, man. Neutral. Eyes down. Remember how that was disorganizing? Yep. That's our proof.
Right here.
Boom.
Stronger.
Yep. So it's the same thing. It's just a streamlined version.
Okay.
So this is actually going to be, we've been teaching this for since 2011, 2012.
2012.
This is going to be part of new courses here. We have the streamlined stuff. So
you're going to teach like trainers and...
Well, we've been teaching this. So we have people out there who use the system.
How to do this.
Yep. Okay. But now we got a streamlined version because now instead of just learning muscle testing instead of having to learn the muscle testing and the system and all the joint actions, it's a lot for people to chomp on the first exposure. We're now just going to teach them the muscle test, the system, and this form right here. We don't need to go to joint action. Okay. We can just go to the cervical.
Okay.
And then kind of get the vestibular and the breathing.
Gotcha. If somebody doesn't have a background in personal training or biomechanics or something like that, and they go and try to learn this stuff, are they still going to be able to wrap their head around it?
They are, because we present it in a way that we're assuming they know nothing.
Okay.
So we've actually had clients that are like housewives or history teachers.
You know, like, nope.
We'll teach them all that stuff. And then we also, as of last week, I've been wanting to get like a self-administered version. Mm-hmm. And what's been holding me back is this muscle test, because it's hard to test yourself.
Yeah.
But I've been experimenting with that the last 10 days, and we think we figure a way to teach people how to test themselves.
Yeah. So otherwise, you need somebody on hand doing it.
Exactly. And it's just not that many of us.
You do it yourself,
Right. So we're actually going to progress this whole thing to that. So we went the long way around the barn. Or not the long way. We went the all the details, all the side streets, and all the detail. Now we're doing a little bit more, general. And once this really clicks with you, then I'm going to teach you how to test yourself so you can kind of keep carry on the work after we're out of here.
Okay.
So let's have you do a push-up or three as the next exposure.
A push-up or three.
Yeah, A or three.
Okay.
And then we'll just go back and check your arm.
Okay.
There, turn them in. Yep, that's on here.
Awesome, dude.
Awesome. What else do you do?
Waist arm.
Yeah, cool. So all we're going to do is like think about when you're doing your workout. So if it's one thing if you're doing some kind of circuit with one after another, but if there's a little downtime, dude, we're going to show you how to check yourself in between sets.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that vibe plate up there, you probably put that in your circuit.
Yeah.
You might want to string some of this in, like, how am I doing?
Right.
And then if, like, you did three exercises and you kind of lost it, you can then, like, kind of figure out which of the three. Is it two of the three? And then it says, hey, I got to avoid, that's a bad exercise for me. Like, I'm going to get your nervous system off the train. How about another drill, another exercise, another stretch?
A lot of times I'll do like this kind of stretch, like if my hip flexors are tight during the day and it kind of works my balance a little bit, I'll get down like this, so I'll like touch the ground. Yeah, kind of like a quad stretch, almost like a standing version of like, you know, Kelly Starrett's couch stretch type of thing.
Yep.
So yeah, I'll do something like that.
Perfect. Now go ahead and face me. Let's check that right arm.
Okay.
And turn on the rotate. Yes, sir. Eyes up.
Okay.
Turn that again. Good. Eyes down. So there's disorganized. We don't want to feed that. We want to feed the organizing pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So eyes up correlates with cervical extension. So it's neck back or head back, nasal breath.
Okay.
Try to do just one big inhale, exhale through the nose. So that's the intervention.
Right.
Okay. So what's cool is you're going in through your nose and out through the mouth. Mm-hmm. This is great because it's another test. So we've actually been playing with it lately. We start off with two nasal breaths. That was working. Then we went to one. And we've been messing with this just the inhale. So it seems like the inhale has to go through the nose and not the exhale.
Okay.
So we go eyes down.
Yep.
Eyes down. You got it. Do your quad RDL.
Do that stretch again?
Yep. Just want to make sure that it's clear. And if it's not, we'll just kind of hang out on this one.
On both sides like I did before.
Yep. Mimic same circumstances. So any experiment has like 8 billion variables. We want to try to control as best we can.
Okay.
We'll do this guy. And what I'm going to do in the next one is the same thing, but just do the first side. Because a lot of the times when we do this test, it's just going to pick up the last thing you did.
Okay.
So let's just get the first one and check it. Just to be thorough and dot our I's, cross our T's. Everybody's like, I got this.
Yep.
So just find something else. Like it's a lunge, or you turn your head, or you're doing kind of visual balance, whatever.
Okay.
Just give me some ideas.
Let's try another one that I'll do a lot, like, for breaks during the day. I'll try and do, like, some Tai Chi-esque slapping up and down the body side to side like this.
Love it.
Use our breathe as you do it. Like,
love it. Check it.
Cool. Okay.
Love it. See what happens. That's what's fun for me. Is like I go into a situation, I'm kind of open-minded. I'm not rooting for that to be good or bad for you or a threat or safety. I'm just here to read it.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say, hey, man, stop doing that. Again, my job is that let's clear this. So your nervous system gets all the goodies out of that, not just some of the goodies. So how do we go? Eyes up. Beautiful, eyes down. Right, so we have organized and disorganized.
Right.
But remember on a table, I was shoving a foot back. We're going to check right and left while you're upright.
Okay.
So I was shoving your left foot back to check left step, shoving right to do this, but we can check it through the eyes. So head still, eyes left. And show me your arm. Eyes right. So right now.
Eyes right, a little weaker.
Yeah, so up and left, organize.
Mm-hmm.
Down and right, disorganized. Okay. Right? So we could drill the heck out of left step and up. We're like, no, let's just get synced up with the neck or the vestibular system and then the nasal breath. So we've already shown you up, it's head back and nasal breath. But if we want to kind of reset his left. What we need to do is we need to do two things. So I want to lean your left over your left shoulder. Nasal breath in and out. And turn your head to the right and nasal breath. Because these are joint action responsibilities that occur during what we call left step. Don't take a break. So we'll improve our work. So when we're down and right, we're disorganized. Let's check down. Reorganizing, wow. Nervous stress on vestibular, visual, and that's breathing. Man. Yeah. Breathing is expansion, supination,
right?
Exhale, pronation is what I'm looking for.
Okay,
so if we get that synced up with breath and vestibular positions, life's pretty good.
Yeah,
so we just mess with you. Did your slap and your tai chi?
Yeah,
probably let's have you do that again.
Which one, like the twisting and slapping?
Yep, okay. All the, your most popular things you do all the time, let's make sure the nervous system says, hey, baby, this is great. Check it.
All right.
So fun. Talking, man. So what's cool with you is everything's only triggered one or two times.
Yeah.
Probably a lot healthier than the average
person. Body's learning
with.
Fast.
It is, man. It's just giving a little help.
I ate my salmon this morning.
It is salmon.
My
right?
DHA flowing.
We could check, like I said before, about subs. You can check items of food.
Use like supplements, stuff like that.
Yeah, not that we have to do it right now, but you can check anything.
Yeah.
We do thoughts, we do movement. Yeah. I like driving it towards movement because, like, I don't want people coming in. I'm like, I'm not a therapist.
Yeah, I could see a great deal of efficacy for this, especially for either a chronic repetitive motion athlete.
Yes.
Or like you mentioned, a baseball pitcher,
right.
A tennis racket, any of those. Because then, like, let's say it was tennis. Because I like to play tennis, actually, occasionally.
Yeah.
As much as I'd love to, but... You know, so you test somebody like swinging a forehand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But even without a racket here, we could do stuff like, you know what happens in tennis? You're laying on one side. We could do that right here. I mean, watch the rocks on the bottom of your feet, but you got tough feet. Just have you kind of just land on one foot, just like decelerating. Boom. And check your arm.
Okay.
Because I don't want to assume anything. It looks easy, but I don't really know what you're learning about it.
Okay.
Beautiful. How about land and decelerate on the right leg?
Okay.
Right foot. Cool. We'll check it. He's an animal. Most things in the first session, first exposure, it triggers. So you're rocking, man. Like only about two out of three things I'm throwing at you trigger. Yeah.
Okay.
So you could do like a ground stroke.
Okay.
Try
to like mirror a tennis stroke.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Then do another one. Go maybe 50 to 80%. Like a little harder. Yeah. Do another one even harder. And we'll check your arm.
Yep.
So that's just a little bit. We turned it up to 11. You can handle 10, but 11 is a little too much. So we go eyes up. I just have this hand here to stabilize.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Eyes down. So we got up, down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go right, left. Check these guys out. And then eyes right. So now, right and up are organizing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our disorganizing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back and check those after we organize either right or up.
We're
going to organize up. Let's go ahead back and nasal breath.
Good.
And if we get up, down, organized, right, left usually comes along for the party.
Okay.
So we go neutral neck. Okay. And we'll check down. I think his left was failing, so let's go left. We'll go head neutral, just the eyes.
Eyes left.
Yep. You got it. So your ground stroke, 50 to 80% effort, you know, light to medium to medium hard. Let's check it.
Okay.
How about a backhand?
Okay.
Two-hand backhand.
Two-hand.
Yep.
I'm a two-hander, baby. And a one-hand slicer.
Let's check it.
Okay.
It's fun when we do, we say about slicing, we have a, we're good. With golfers? Like just bring your whole bag of clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Different shaft length, different weight. They have a unique response to every one of their clubs.
Yeah. Yeah. Adam's making symbols out of
space. We don't speak sign language.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Serve.
Try serve. Okay.
Oh, serve? Okay.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Charades.
Yeah. Got it.
Okay.
I thought you said surfing, right?
Surfing.
Serving. Yep. Different pattern, different response. Mm-hmm. We gotta go up, down, right, left. Your arm's doing okay with all the repetitive.
Yeah.
That's one of the drawbacks. I might switch it up.
I took my creatine this morning, bro.
Yeah, you're ready to roll. Yeah, we got tomorrow's sides of a swollen lefty nuts.
Yeah,
right. Left or right eyeballs, either way. Nice, right. Organized, solid. We gotta go up and down. So there was no option to correct here. We have to find out positive and negative here.
Okay.
So either up or down.
Eyes up only.
And eyes down just to make sure. So there's disorganized, organized, that's our only option.
Yep.
Head back, nasal breath. And then we check.
So simple, these corrective exercises.
It's so easy. How about eyes down? And what's cool is I like what some of this new stuff I've been playing with is the application for everybody now.
Yeah.
Like if you don't even want to learn how to muscle test, something you do really simple throughout the day, head back, nasal breath, head forward, nasal breath.
Okay.
Because now we're organizing upright posture.
Let me ask you a question because I know if I'm wondering it, a lot of other people are going to be wondering it too. So let's say that you do the corrective exercise that involves, say, like tipping the head back, taking a deep breath in, so we're correcting cervical extension.
Yep.
Is there something going on from either a neurochemical or a nervous system standpoint that you suspect would be then causing that to fix the movement that I just finished performing? Just something as simple as like a cervical extension of the breath.
So are you asking what is the neurochemical relationship?
Yeah, there? Yeah. Could you explain at all, like, or theorize what's going on?
The only theory I would have, and it's, again, it's above my pay grade. I was reading one time, or I was watching a video on YouTube, and it was kind of neuroscience, and they're talking about when synapses are formed, mm-hmm. we have all the reward chemicals, the dopamine, and the right. melatonin, serotonin, all those things are spiked up. And that got my attention because a common report that people come back and share with me after a session is, you know, they usually find me because of knee pain, mm-hmm. and usually the first or second session, that knee pain is either gone or it's greatly improved. But a common thing they tell me is like, man, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm sleeping better.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder if what we're doing is actually like making these connections again, that we're already there, they get lost along the way, and that those synapses are forming and there's like this chemical release. But that, okay. I don't know if that's answering your question. I don't know if that's accurate.
Yeah.
But it seems plausible and it kind of fits.
Yeah, it does seem plausible. I was thinking about perhaps like the vagus nerve potentially playing a role as well.
People have asked about that.
With the cranial nerves.
Yeah.
The movement of the eyes and the neck.
And you think about the cranial nerves, and then there's something in chiropractic called love it, brother, reactor. What happens at the neck happens at the sacrum.
Yep.
So if we're getting that stuff just like synced up a little better, there could be something going on there too.
So here's a question for you. I get knee pain when I descend stairs or when I walk downhill.
Great.
So if I like walked down these stairs right here.
Perfect.
We can do a test with that.
Do that almost every session with people. That's a common question.
All right.
So we got a lot of back, hip, and knees are probably the three most common.
Just walk down these stairs.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we'll just check your arm.
Okay.
Internally rotate. Yeah. So even though you can land single like we did earlier, steps are an issue right now.
Yep.
Did you feel symptomized you did that or not so much yet?
I felt a little bit more.
Okay. So let's go eyes up. Eyes down. Let's organize that. So it's head forward, nasal breath.
So it's weaker so now I go head forward. That makes sense.
Yep.
Nasal breath.
Yep. Because we went eyes up. We had a disorganizing response, and we all went eyes down. It was organized, so we're going to go neutral. We'll go eyes up to check our work. Beautiful. Have you descend the stairs again? But this is exactly it. We find out what is pain-provoking. This is a lot of times a second session deal. I'm trying to clear out these generic triggers, like getting out of chairs, breathing.
Yeah.
And then we kind of customize it late in the first session, a lot of times in the second session.
Makes sense.
Like, what hurts this person? Like, so pain-provoking. We can go into, like, I would call them the baby patterns, like developmental patterns. You can bring anything incorporated into this.
Yeah.
You can do, like, massage. You can do foam rolling.
Yeah.
Just as inputs in the system.
Okay.
And just monitor how, eyes up. Eyes down. All right, so organized.
Uh-huh.
So now we got to look right.
Organized
left.
Up and down.
Yep.
Okay, so now we organize right, left.
Eyes right. Disorganized, organized.
So I look to the right and breathe in. Or no, this would be...
Yeah,
yeah
very good.
Right and breathe in. Yeah.
Yep. And there's a second one, too. So there's our transverse plane piece, and then you go straight at me. Left ear, left shoulder. So you can lean into the strength as well, the frontal plane, and the nasal breath here. So it's a lot of times checking up and down because it's one exercise. This is two.
Yeah.
And I'm so, let's go. I'm on eyes right. Yes, sir. Stairwell.
Okay.
Calm down. And we might clear this and the nervous system's okay. And you may or may not have a change in your pain because I'm not a tissue interventionist.
Right.
My name's being organized on the stuff.
Fixing cartilage or making fits and movements.
Exactly.
And led to cartilage degeneration.
Yeah, but then we have these crazy stories of people have like live, real-time, like L5 fracture with pain.
Yeah.
We get the stuff organized, the pain's gone.
Wow.
And like, God, be careful, because structurally, you're not right, but we got you so organized that pain's such a huge piece that sits tight in the brain.
Yeah.
And we don't really think about it. Yeah, that's a good trigger, bud. Eyes up. Eyes down. Yeah, baby. Right or left, you're organized up and down. Come on, eyes right. Okay. So eyes left, which is lean left, and turn right. So left ear to left shoulder, or either way, the order doesn't matter.
Okay.
As long as you get them in sequence, you know, right left, you know, right lean, left lean, or right turn, left lean. Good, left ear, left shoulder. Then we'll go eyes right to check the, was this recently disorganized? Disorganized? Stairwell.
Okay.
So it all comes down to trigger or train. You throw a pattern at a person. If they accept it, we can now train it. If it triggers you, like, no, 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 we can't progress yet until we get this under control.
Right.
Do that. All right. Have you do another one? I just want to see.
You send the stairs again?
Yep, because you're organized. I just want to like kind of interview you. What's it feel like? Is it same, better, or worse?
I would say a little better.
Maybe a little better.
For sake, so I'm just sending three stairs, but yeah.
Right.
Subjectively, I'd say a little better.
So as long as not, if the pain was the same or better, I might say, hey, you know what? We can train this now. Mm-hmm. Because it's not disorganizing you. Now, if we add more volume and it starts irritating the pain, like, you know what? I don't have x-ray eyeballs or MRI eyeballs. I don't want to mess with you. But if you're open to it, I think we should do a whole flight and just see. Sometimes once it's cleared.
So go, like, go down here and descend a whole flight of stairs?
Yep. So that will have
Okay, so I'm standing at the top of the stairs, longer staircase. You want me to just descend the stairs?
Yep. And we'll see how the software handled it and also what it feels like, especially after I check your software. So I like to get that blind information first.
Okay.
Hold this here. Software is cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
Same, better, worse. And I was telling, don't worry about my feelings. I'm not
saying. Same, better, worse descending?
Yeah.
Tough to say because that was the first time I descended.
Do it again.
Okay.
Because it, again, it's, as long as the software is together and it's not getting worse, I feel comfortable progressing here with volume, load, you know, all kinds of stuff.
I'd say a little better.
Let's check it.
Okay.
And it's the left leg as you strike or as you're unloading?
Left knee, kind of like from the striking through the unloading phase, I'd say. Yeah.
Yesterday at dinner or somewhere last night, toes over knees guy.
We talked about Ben Patrick, knees over toes, yeah.
Let's do some of the more basic drills that maybe...
I can do a few of those.
It's kind
of
similar.
I've actually been doing some of those.
Yeah.
Because Ben's going to come on my podcast. I told him, look, I'm going to give all your drills like a 30-day fair trial. So I'm like 10 days in. Okay, let's just do some of these.
Yeah, we'll check these every
These are like his lean against the wall, dorsiflexion type exercises for tibialis.
And we're going to check after each one of these.
Okay.
Now, if I'm standing here, it's interesting. I didn't notice it just laying there, but definitely more swelling in the left knee. You can see, your kneecap sticks out more on this side.
Yeah, the reason I have swelling in my left knee is because 4 weeks ago or so, I got stem cells injected into it.
Oh, gotcha.
And the doctor, I don't know if he was aware of this, but when you combine like placental matrix or ozone or anything like that with stem cells, it accelerates the inflammatory response. The knee just swelled right up and kind of like deactivated the quad a little bit.
Oh, interesting.
So when the knee swells and deactivates the quad, what happens is that any pain that you have begins to become magnified.
Sure.
Because in this case, the quad was no longer supporting the movement of the patella. But it was a blessing in disguise because it was hurting so much after the injection. I thought, you know, I'm going to get an MRI just in case.
Yep.
So I had an MRI, and it turns out that there's actually some significant cartilage regeneration on the femur and on the backside of the patella.
Okay.
So much, in fact, that, and I'm going to do a podcast when I'm down there, there's a procedure, a minimally invasive procedure called an intraosseous drilling, where Dr. Matt Cook and another guy, they're going to go in and they use ultrasound guided imaging. They do like microneedling into the surface of the degraded cartilaginous area.
In this case,
it'd be like the back of the patella and the head of the femur. And then they fill that with like a bone marrow, like a bone marrow aspirate, bone marrow soup. And apparently, and I interviewed like six different orthopods about this, and every single one was like, thumbs up, dude, that this should actually be like,
it's like a very targeted
work compared to a full-on knee surgery or resurfacing or something like
that. Right, you don't have the recovery time and the rehab time and all that.
So that's what happened. That's why you still see that left knee. I mean, you can see it's like visible.
Yeah.
If you see with the camera here, I'll show people on the camera too, right? See that left knee?
It's funny, down in the bright light, you know, like kind of swing a little. I didn't notice it. I'm like, I noticed it here now. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did some of those dorsiflexion exercises from the knees over toes. Do you want me to do a few more?
Yeah, do them because some time that's left in there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Give it a fair test. Yeah. And then what's cool about this, too, is like some people are like, hey, how's this compared to such and such? It's like, look, there's nothing quite like what we're doing, but we're just making sure whatever interventions you're using.
Yeah, this is like different than what I did down at, say, like Bueller's.
Let's check this.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
Cool, man. And we'll see. Right here, that drill, like cool.
Yeah,
but I think I can handle that. Yep. How about some more knee over toe?
Okay, different knee over toe drill.
Yep.
Okay, so here's another one where you go into the wall, you bend the knees like this, and then it's almost like a kind of like a seated calf raise machine, except your knees are bent against the wall.
Perfect.
This is another one. Now you all do like 30 of one, and then you all 30 of these, but I won't do 30 right now.
Yeah, it's got like 5 or 10 of them. That's perfect.
Okay.
Just check it. Because that's what's cool, too. We find that it's usually the exposure.
Yeah.
Whether it's one rep or 10, it doesn't.
There's one I can show you that actually does hurt. I'll show it to you.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, because those are good. So maybe we start getting ones that are just a little bit.
Yeah. So like this one. Provoking. And what Ben told me is when you're doing these exercises, you actually, you only want to go through range of motion that's pain-free. Uh-huh. But this is one where even through the, even through like a baby range of motion, there's still a little bit of pain.
Sure.
But basically, I think he calls this, not a Patrick step. I can show you what that one is too. It's like a knees over toes lunge, basically.
Okay.
So we're like this and then back. And for this exercise, for example, that he sent to me, I do 5 reps on one leg and then 5 reps on the other leg, and you do like 5x5 of that. Okay. Like the whole routine he sent me, I'm supposed to do it 3 times a week, and it takes like 15 minutes.
Nice.
Okay.
How do I feel as you're doing it right now?
A little bit of pain. Okay. Yep, that's the one exercise of the whole series that gives me a little bit of pain.
I'm trying to rotate. Okay. Stop here. Yep. Eyes up. Okay. Eyes down. Organized, organized.
Yep.
Left, right, we'll check.
Okay.
Beautiful. Eyes right.
That's not eyes right.
That's eyes right, so it's left ear and right turn with the nasal. So we're just going to call this like a clearing breath versus a...
I'm learning, it's all making sense. I know some of my audience members, they like, they'll have their head scratched a little bit, but as we're doing this, every time we do it, I'm understanding more.
Right, because, and as I tell people, like, all I'm doing is setting up seesaws all day long. We have an up-down seesaw and a right-left.
Yep,
yeah, exactly. If you're crashing this side, well, that's not the problem. Everybody pays attention to crash. Like, what's missing?
Yeah.
So it's really like a reset, a restoration process.
Okay, now arm goes out again?
Yep, and eyes right, because that was disorganized. Beautiful. And how about just do one rep of that pain-provoking one?
One rep?
Yep. And if it's good, then we'll go 3 or 5, you know? So I always try to be as conservative.
That's actually a little better, dude.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
It is. I'm not just saying that.
No, like, I know.
You
know,
some of the stuff, you're always like questioning placebo, et cetera.
Correct.
Okay. Not bad.
All right, let's check it. That was 4. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now you get more of the goodies. Because when there's pain, that's a really good driver.
So now when I do that exercise in the future, my nervous system has already been retrained.
Exactly.
We're hypothesizing from the nervous system.
And maybe, let's just stay with that one because that's a pain provoker. Let's do the same thing blind. Because then if you can clear this, then it's like, all right. Then, everything the same.
Okay.
Yeah, a little balance challenge.
Yeah, a little balance.
How'd the pain feel, though?
I would say it's a little more with the eyes closed.
Yep. Right here. Because the whole thing is, if we can get it eyes closed and you're organized.
And I was weaker there.
Up and down, we'll check it. So we're just mapping you out. Good map, looking down. Also good map. You're good here.
Yep.
Right, left again. Let's see which one's our guy. Right here. Let me see that one again. Man. I think that's your give maybe. How about turn right? Yeah. So when I wasn't sure. I went a little harder now. Just make sure.
Left on that side.
Yeah, so now it's left disorganized.
Mm-hmm.
Right organized.
Right.
So now you lean right and turn left, you know, separately with the nasal. Yep. Turn left and through the nose. And then out can be nose or mouth is what we're learning.
Okay.
So then we go eyes left. Good.
Yep.
How about just one or two of the same style lunge?
Eyes closed. Lunge. Okay.
I'd just say one or two, because what if we got to do this 10 times? It won't irritate you too bad, you know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you, that first one felt better already.
Beautiful, man.
Nice.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Definitely better.
I love it. But let's stay with this. Because this is the first thing we've come across that irritates. Let's make it crazy on you. Let's go same lunge, eyes closed, a little right and left head turn. So I have a little transverse.
When do I do the head turn?
The whole time. If we maybe start with it just to kind of get your brain warmed up with it. Yeah, keep turning. Head turn.
Head turn to the left?
Yeah, left and right. Keep turning. Just keep turning. Yeah, just throwing a little bit of complexity here. Yeah, it's weird. Beautiful. Just check the arm. That didn't fool your brain. That's awesome. How about head up and down as you're doing the lunge? Just making that target bigger for your nervous system. Like, all right, if you can do all this stuff, you know, I think you get an old person. And they're out of pain as long as they walk like this.
Yeah.
But as soon as you open up, you're like, oh, man, it hurts the hip. Yeah. So all we're trying to do is get a bigger target.
And it wasn't too painful like that.
Awesome. Here's a weird one. Frontal plane, like ear to shoulder as you're trying to do that lunge.
Okay.
If you can. It's a weird one.
Beautiful. Patting my head.
Yeah, man. It's awesome. It's pretty good, man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
So I love that, like, we can use, you know, the knee over toe guy, because actually his name came up like 3 times last month.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool. Patrick, can make
He's a good dude. He's very, very kind. Okay, so this is called his Patrick step.
I love it.
Where you just lower the heel and push back. This one, definitely, historically, you know, not, almost no pain with it, you know, compared to that knee over toe lunge.
Cool.
Okay.
Let's check it.
Okay.
Yeah. big deal for your nervous system there.
Yep.
Any other drills that you do that are either pain-provoking or super challenging?
This one's like a hip flexor drill where you sit straight up and down, kind of. And this is also from knees over toes.
Love it.
Let's go there.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And then there.
Let's pick one side and check it because it'll have an independent response.
Okay.
And I can even bring, I can come down to the floor and test it.
Yeah, and obviously it's the left one that I'm really focusing on, too.
Yep. And I'll check you right there if you have
okay.
Is that cool? Mm-hmm. Nice. I'm going to try righty just because you're going to do both. Yep. Might as well check it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right now those are,
yep.
Keep those in the repertoire. Keep all in the repertoire, really.
Okay.
Let me think. So we did that one. We did that one. We did the step lunge. We did the Patrick step. We did the seated one. There's one that's just a stretch called the elephant walk, which is super, like it's no pinch, just a hamstring stretch. Mm-hmm. And then the last one's like the, you know, the Kelly Starrett style couch stretch. So those are really all the exercises in that sequence.
Awesome. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Any other things you do? Like now it's like, hey, what are the things you're doing? Like, let's just make sure.
Get crazy. I shoot my bow.
Yeah, let's do that. So awesome.
You guys want to do a few with the bow?
All right, folks, so we moved on to try like a functional activity with a piece of equipment. In this case, I'm going to shoot my bow, and then we test after I shoot my bow.
Yep.
We'll do. How many shots do you want me to take?
Let's take one shot. We'll check
one
it.
Shot. Okay. Just killed the turkey.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Disorganization. Yep. Go eyes up or down. Check him. Okay. Eyes down. Eyes left or right. Eyes right. So okay, lean right left. And turn left. Okay. Left was the fail. Yep. And a nasal breath. So it's cool you're doing the bow because that's what I use as an analogy. So just to get a sight in a weapon.
Eyes to left.
Yep. Head left, actually. So you got two pieces of equipment. You got your body, and you got the external piece of equipment.
Okay.
And it's eyes.
Yeah. Oh, eyes
left. Yep. You got it.
Okay. Yes.
Want to shoot again?
Yep.
Okay.
Nice. Checker.
Nice exposure. Nice. That's great. I dig it.
That's awesome.
If I get an elk this season, guys, thank you.
That's right.
That was quick. So all we did was we corrected that left eye dysfunction. I was disorganized on the left. I shot. You shot. I was disorganized. We did the correction. I reshot.
Yeah.
And
tolerated that activity. Aligned.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you can get.
You could pretty much rinse, wash, and repeat this with any activity. Shooting free throws. Anything.
Sports. Wow. Life. Yeah. Amazing. So then you have rehab. You have performance, and you have in the middle.
Of fitness.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Applies to anybody really.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I want to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
Just again, I know we're kind of probably getting close to the end of the demo phase for people, but help me to wrap my head around. Let's say I'm sitting here listening to this podcast and I'm like, I don't know if I can learn how to do this myself. I'd like somebody to walk me through it. So average lay person listening in,
sure.
How they could actually identify activities that produce pain or that they want to become more proficient or efficient at. And actually go through a protocol like this. I want to ask you what they would do, what the next step for them would be. And then I also want to ask you what the next step for the professional who's like, oh, sure. I want to add this feather to my cap as something I could do with my clients.
Okay.
So what would be the next best place for people to like learn more or be educated, certified, whatever the case may be?
Sure. So the general question about being educated in the system would probably be to follow us on Instagram, because that's where we're most active, putting new information. So generally speaking, Instagram's the best way to interact with us.
Okay.
For the layperson, we're going to ask that they're just a little bit patient for now.
And Square, number Square, one system on Instagram.
Square yep, so system. At Square One System.
If you guys go to bengratefulfitness.com/Square1, Square the number one, I'll link to all this.
Yep. And then so for the layperson, we don't, other than like actually working with me or one of my students, we only have about 300 students and probably 20 or 30 have been certified so far. Other than that, they have to be patient for a little bit because we're going to put a new self-administered version
this
together.
Is all kind of new for you, isn't it?
Like, well,
put this all together.
Wait, he just showed you as like your
fresh. Yeah. Dude, the stuff we're doing with you right there at the end, the last 20 minutes here, that's all stuff that's been in like last 6 weeks.
Wow.
The Impetus Moment was back in 2008, so we started teaching in 2012. So we've had a system that we teach people that are more like in the industry.
Right.
So now for the layperson, we're going to have a product out probably in about 3 to 6 months. I'm hoping before 2021's over, so probably October, November, December. We're also going to retool the education modules so that we have a, like in bite-sized pieces, because right now we're making these guys drink through a water hose.
Right.
So we're going to have that again, October, November, December. We're going to have new courses for the movement pro. So level one will be kind of what we're doing at the end, just eyes up, down, right, left. Yep. It won't get into joint actions. That's level one. Level two is like all the back roads, all the side streets, and that's what we're going to teach. So that'll still be offered, but you just give it to them in stages.
Right.
And then in the third phase for the industry pro, we're going to show them how to really customize the selection of
triggers. People learn this online and then have to go like a live clinic with you?
Currently, they can learn it online. They can go online and buy a level two right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people if they're wanting to do that, they should not hold back on buying it right now, because what we're going to do is anybody who bought previously, mm-hmm. we're going to grandfather that in as a payment on our next group, so we're not going to screw anybody over. Like, oh, now you're going to buy this other product. So they shouldn't have any reservations about spending the money now if they're interested.
Gotcha.
Just know that in 3 to 6 months, they're going to have even better courses coming out. Okay. And they already had paid for almost all that admission.
Okay.
And then, so just for the layperson, you just have to be a little bit patient, but we're going to have stuff hopefully by the end of this year, Sweet. Early 2022.
Sweet. Yeah. I dig it. All right, cool. So if you guys have questions or comments or feedback about this whole fascinating protocol, and you just call it Square One System.
Yep,
like Square One System.
Square One System.
Squaring you up.
Neural restoration.
Just go to, what'd you say, Adam?
Neural restoration.
Neural restoration. Go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/square-one. I got no financial affiliation or whatsoever with Sean or with Adam. I just think this stuff's cool to be able to bring new ways to correct the body to you guys. You can stay active for life. So, guys, anything else you want to throw in for people?
Man, I think you covered it all. Anything you're thinking, Adam, that I need to bring up? Is that... I thought you did great.
I mean, I want to say just do it, obviously, but...
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's the Obi... He's a Jedi Master. He's Obi-Wan Sean.
Yeah. Obi-Wan Sean. I dig it. All right, folks, so bengreenfieldfitness.com/square-one. Sean, Adam.
Dude.
Thanks for making this happen, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, thanks for having giving us an audience, man. That's awesome, dude. Barn. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, folks. It is officially happening. It is officially happening, and there's still room left. There is an event that I will be at in Austin, Texas, October 7th through the 9th, 2021. It's called The Gathering. It's put on by my friend Joe. So I'm going to start this one over. All right, folks, this is it. It's happening. There's an event in Austin, Texas called The Gathering. It's put on by my friend Joe DiStefano. Runs this amazing event called Runga. And the dates for this are coming up quick. October 7th through the 9th. 2021. So this October, a whole bunch of people from around the globe are going to join a team of experts and athletes and practitioners and instructors on a pristine Texas ranch for one of the most intimate wellness experiences in the world. You can choose to stay in one of their coveted on-property suites. You can attend as a commuter. Either way, prepare yourself for a pretty extraordinary experience. It's 3 full days of immersive wellness programming, chef-prepared meals that are intimate, organic, and amazing. There will be everything from not only those organic, vibrant, paleo-inspired meals each day, all-day access to their signature coffee bar, keto-friendly wines from Dry Farm Wines, biohacking with things like hyperbaric oxygen, infrared, and PEMF, along with instructions on how to use all that stuff, classes and everything from meditation to kettlebells to ice baths. There's yoga there. There's a whole bunch of other speakers in addition to me and Joe. Joe's wife, who's a chef, my wife will be teaching there. My kids will be there. Dr. Chris Shade, founder and CEO of Quicksilver Scientific, will be there. Dr. Melissa and Dr. Jason Saunders, experts in hyperbaric oxygen therapy, will be there. Garrett Salpeter, who's also been a podcast guest of mine, who specializes in electrical muscle stimulation, he'll be there. Mike Brooks will be there. He's an anti-aging. Sorry, start that over. Mike Brookins will be there. He's a board-certified anti-aging and functional medicine expert. The list goes on and on, and there is still time to get in. Just go to RungaLife.com/the-gathering. I'll also put a link in the show notes. So it's Runga, RUNGA, life.com/the-gathering. Gathering, and you're in. Well, thanks for listening to today's show. You can grab all the show notes, the resources, pretty much everything that I mentioned over at bengreenfieldfitness.com, along with plenty of other goodies from me, including the highly helpful Ben Recommends page, which is a list of pretty much everything that I've ever recommended for hormones, sleep, digestion, fat loss, performance, and plenty more. Please also know that all the links, all the promo codes that I mentioned during this and every episode help to make this podcast happen and to generate income that enables me to keep bringing you this content every single week. So when you listen in, be sure to use the links in the show notes, use the promo codes that I generate, because that helps to float this thing and keep it coming to you each and every week.